And a very good morning to you. Time for another Red River Radio Spotlight. Glad to have you along. I'm Kermit Poling, General Manager here at Red River Radio. Of course, many of you know I also conduct the South Arkansas Symphony and the Marshall Symphony Orchestra and the Shreveport Symphony from time to time and the ballet. And we're going to be talking about music, and I'm in the unusual situation talking about a concert that I'm going to be conducting instead of having someone else to interview here. However, the guest soloist this weekend with the Marshall Symphony Orchestra is Kinga Augustine. Fabulous violinist who will be performing that little bit that you just heard there, the music of Antonín Dvořák, his only violin concerto. Kinga, first of all, good morning and thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Hi, I'm so happy to be here and talking.
This is great. We couldn't do this in person because you don't fly until tomorrow. But this is good. We'll talk about this a little bit about the concert coming up, in particular the concerto. Now I'll tell you, the Dvorak, of course, is one of the big standard repertoire concertos. But in terms of how frequently it's played, at least in this part of the country, it does not come up as frequently as many of the other big concertos, and certainly of even Dvorak's own music. You're more likely to see maybe the cello concerto on it, which is, of course, much later work, and the later symphonies, of course, are performed all the time. But for some reason, the violin concerto, I don't know, if it's such a great piece, it just doesn't end up on a program. So this, when we talked about it, and this was a work that you suggested, it was like, well, perfect, because, you know, no one has really done it here in a long, long time. So this is going to be a treat for the audiences in the region, and also for the orchestra, I think, and for me getting to conduct it.
For the orchestra, yes.
Yeah. So talk about your relationship with the concerto.
Well, I'm so happy that we are performing this piece, and Dvořák, we just celebrated his birthday, so this is
a couple of days ago.
Yes, a few days ago. So it's the most perfect time too, and yes, it was. I was so glad when you said, "Oh, let's do Dvořák." Because indeed, not very many people perform it. I mean, it's such a beautiful, such a gorgeous, romantic piece. So gorgeous, so beautiful, with so many beautiful melodies, and it's just not so often played. Maybe we start something then, and maybe people are encouraged to do it more often because it's totally worth it. It's gorgeous, and. Yeah, so this, I think this is the perfect choice. Of course, you know, there are other great concertos that we could do, but this is perfect.
That's it. And that little bit of a snippet that I played at the very beginning of this, of course, from the last movement, which is so magical, the way he starts the last movement of that, which is so light and that beautiful tune. And, of course, it goes on from there. It's always, I think it's a very special part of that. The whole movement is just so special.
It's indeed very special and dancey. We hope that the audience will dance with us, at least in their hearts.
The last movement there, the second movement, the slow movement, is just so beautifully written. You're talking about the romantic references, of course, Dvorak, romantic. The whole season this year with the Marshall Symphony Orchestra is centered around great romantic music, and romance not necessarily from that period of time, but just the romantic elements that are in all kinds of music. In fact, the opening work on that concert is a very new work by Caroline Shaw, who is a fabulous composer, and she has a piece called Punctum, which originally was a string quartet, but it was rescored, I think, in 2022, I believe, for the Boston Symphony, if I remember correctly. For string orchestra, we're going to start with that. And even though it is a modern piece of music, it has those same elements, and she utilizes actually a very, very well-known Bach chorale, Sacred Head Surrounded, that develops within the work. And so by the time you're at the end of the piece, you get that same kind of a feeling, something that can drive you even to tears because of the beauty of the source material and the way that she's handled it. So it kind of pervades all the way through this concert. We're doing a Schubert symphony on the concert as well, of course, one of the great romantics. So so it kind of fits in with the theme, and the Dvorak certainly is. You know, we talked about it's not done that often. How frequently has it come up for you as a concert violinist?
Well, it's, you know, many times I've had conversation where we've said, with conductors, where we said, okay, let's do Dvořák. But then we change it to something else. So I'm glad
All right,
that
so
we are doing the Dvořák, you know?
talk a little bit about your career, by the way, for those who don't really know. Obviously, you can go to your website and learn
Yes.
more about you, but how
Okay,
did you
well,
get started?
I was born in Poland and I came to the US to study at the Juilliard School. Then I did their bachelor's and master's, and then I also did a doctorate at Stony Brook University. And yes, I and I've been here performing, recording, and playing with various orchestras. Lots of recording projects, yeah, have come up, and yeah, I perform with, as I said, various orchestras and various countries, and all that is exciting. I enjoy traveling. I enjoy what I do, and I hope it's meaningful to the people who, well, who will hear us in a few days, as it is meaningful to me, the music and the music world, everything that we do. I do have a studio. I do teach. I like teaching, and I find teaching very helpful for me as well. I think everybody should teach. It's great. But I'm a faculty member at Queen's College, but
Queen's College, yeah.
I'm mostly teaching at home. I'm not really teaching there. I'm teaching at home, and yes, and I enjoy doing that too. And although it seems like it's more and more students, they are happy when I'm not there, when I travel, because then they get to practice less. So it's never like, oh, you're not here. It's actually, oh, okay, all right. So it's perfect. I am always preparing for concerts, and then students come, sometimes every day, sometimes every other day, and so it's, and they help me also with my schedule. So I have my schedule. Here's the schedule. Okay, the student comes 12 to 1, then I practice, then I prepare for something. So it's all good. And
Okay,
I
that
like
makes sense.
talking about the violin things. I like talking about how to do things. I want to say I like analyzing, but it's like not even that I like it, I just do it. So
Yeah.
it works well. And then since like it's usually easier to find a solution for someone else than it is for oneself. So when I come across any technical difficulty, I actually know what to do because I've taught it to other people.
Sure.
So
Oh, that
I
makes.
think it all goes together, and it's good. Not everybody of my students plays like difficult pieces, so to speak, but it's all good.
Sure. So let me mention. So the concert is Saturday evening. That's going to be at 7 o'clock, and it's at Memorial City Hall Performance Center, which is in the downtown square in Marshall. Most of the concerts at the Marshall Symphony this year, they're going to be at that venue. There's going to be one concert that's over at ETBU because it involves chorus and all of that, and you can't fit all of that on that little stage. But it's a beautiful facility, and as I mentioned, the program. Of course, it's the Dvorak Violin Concerto, which is what King and I are discussing here. But also Schubert's Fifth Symphony, which is a charming, beautiful piece. It's one of my favorite things that he composed, and this newer work by Caroline Shaw called Punctum, all part of that concert. Now, for tickets, you can go to marshallsymphony.com, and you can get your tickets there in advance. That closes down, I think, on Friday. So otherwise, on Saturday, you'll just have to come to the door, and there'll be people there that can get your ticket order at the door there as well. Remember, the concerts of the Marshall Symphony are at 7 p.m., so a little earlier than some, but that also gives you time to spend a little bit of time in downtown Marshall, or either before the concert or afterwards, when things are still open. So again, it's a beautiful venue. So marshallsymphony.com. The concert is this Saturday. That's September 13th, 7 p.m. in Memorial City Hall. And it is just the very opening concert of the rest of the season. There'll be some things coming up. October is going to be Nosferatu in November. We'll have a concert there featuring Ilya Schmunkler, who is the gold medal winner from the Weidman International Piano Competition from not this past December, but the previous December. And that'll be Speaking of a Polish connection there, he'll be doing some Chopin. Mm-hmm. And we'll also be doing another piece by Dvorak, his Eighth Symphony. So that's coming up later in the fall. But Kinga, we're excited to have you here. Looking forward to the concert. Anything else you want to add? I mean, you're the featured guest artist, and about the concerto.
I'm so excited to travel tomorrow to Texas and to perform with you, to rehearse and perform this great piece with you. It's very meaningful to me. I've loved this piece for a very long time. I think it's really one of the most beautiful. All these melodies are so gorgeous. The second movement to me, which we started talking about, is almost like a prayer at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then we travel through various emotions, and it's so gorgeous. So I'm so excited that we're going to perform this piece.
I do want to thank you so much for meeting up with me on Zoom. It's kind of a last minute thing that we got this set up, but I'm glad it worked out on your schedule on our schedule. Again, the concert Saturday evening, MarshallSymphony.com is where you can turn to for tickets or information about this and the rest of the season. And if you're with an organization and you had an event coming up and you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, just get in touch with us here at 800-552-8502, and you may be featured on a future spotlight. So Kinga Augustine, thank you so much for joining
so much
me on
see
the air
tomorrow.
And we'll be seeing you very soon, that's for
there
sure
you. Yes, thank you.